It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. Business leaders and town officials in Estes Park want to build a $50 million year-round ski area that includes restoration of the historic Elkhorn Lodge and the building of a performing arts center. Here to talk more about what's being called the Elkhorn Project is Northern Colorado Business Report publisher Jeff Nuttall. So, Jeff, why does Estes Park want to get into the ski business?
Well, Brian, Estes Park really slows down during the winter compared to its thriving economy during the summer when tourists from all over the world visit Rocky Mountain National Park. The proposal includes a year-round ski area, a zip line and ropes course, snow tubing, alpine coaster, and downhill mountain biking and horseback riding. And it's believed the Elkhorn Project would bring 135,000 additional tourists to the town throughout the year. That would increase the number of visitors to a total of 500,000 by the time the site begins operating in 2015.
And each one of those visitors would likely spend a fair amount of money. So just how much of an economic bump could this project bring to Estes Park?
Well, the increased tourism should create more than 370 full-time equivalent jobs. This is according to the application the town submitted to the state of Colorado. That would generate nearly $13 million in annual wages that will lead to more than $34 million in total economic activity.
But Jeff, is there really a need for another ski area in the state? I mean, where do town officials expect these visitors to come from?
The town projects that more than half the tourism will come from out of state, which is what is needed to sell the project to the state. Other than that, the Estes Park mayor believes that visitors will come from a growing population in northern Colorado because other ski areas are at least more than an hour's drive from this part of the state.
Now, you mentioned that an application has been filed to the state of Colorado. How exactly is the state involved in this?
The town of Estes is applying for subsidies under the Regional Tourism Act. That law gives local governments the opportunity to apply for funding for projects that generate out-of-state tourism. If approved in April, state sales tax generated within Estes Park town limits for three decades will finance the largest part of the project. Other funding would come from private investment, including a company that would operate the ski area.
There have been some apparent discrepancies between the numbers of visitors that Estes Park officials think this project is going to generate and numbers generated by the Colorado Economic Development Commission. Could this hurt this effort?
Well, the Elkhorn Project is one of six projects throughout the state seeking subsidies. The state hasn't released its information yet, and the town of Estes is waiting for a report from a consulting company that's hired by the state to analyze the project. We should know more soon.
Now, we certainly know that Estes Park is busy during the summer months. Do residents want that kind of activity in the winter months as well?
They're actually mixed in their support, Brian. The business community widely backs the effort, but there's some opposition from people who believe the project could change the character of the historic Elkhorn Lodge. The Elkhorn Project Board of Directors says it hopes to address people's concerns with a series of town hall meetings on the proposal.
Okay. Jeff, thank you.
You're welcome, Brian.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.